This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. And shall we apologise to Melbourne that we're back for 2 days this week?
I know, poor things.
Well, I feel fine. I don't, you know, I might as well never go to bed.
Yeah, you might as well stay here the whole time. And we've got a big show today.
We've got a monstrous show.
A massive show. It's winter solstice.
So that means what?
The shortest day of the year.
I don't like anything that's little. I want big, long summer days is what we're after here, isn't it? So we're on our way to summer.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's the shortest day, but we, you know, we're really just getting into the cold, aren't
we? Probably have a lot in common. Is it like your special day? It's a short. Today's the day for all the short people. Happy short day.
We celebrate today. It's our day, winter solstice. Are you good at remembering addresses of where you've had a great meal?
Oh, God, no. I remember. Okay, Wayne's had the same phone number 15 years and I still don't remember his phone number.
But what about a meal? Like if you went somewhere and you had a fantastic burger or cake.
I know.
You wouldn't remember where you had it from?
No. I can remember where I bought shoes. I know where I got my new top. Food, that's not important.
Well, most of us apparently can. So if we have a really good burger or something, you know what? That place over there is a great place to go and get a hamburger or whatever it is your favourite food is. And scientists now believe they know why. And they say food and memory is far more closely linked than they originally thought. There's a new study by the University of Southern California, and it found that there's this nerve in us that's the link between our brain and our stomach, which is often referred to as the other brain. How's that?
So they're saying your other brain's in your stomach.
Your other brain's in your stomach.
Well, that look, I spent 12 years at a school and they told me my brains were in my ass. So, I mean, am I somebody that's totally gone the other direction?
Your nerve went a little bit further down. But researchers say it explains why food has got such a prominent place in our memory and we remember where we had a really good meal, but we may not remember other things as clearly.
I can kind of get where you're going. So you're saying that when you're really hungry, your stomach will lead you in the right direction.
Yeah. So one of the researchers says, and I quote, says, when animals find and eat a meal, for instance, this nerve is activated and this GPS system is engaged. So it's like we've got our own GPS system.
Look, I can relate to that because you think about you walk out of a nightclub at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're staggering, you're drunk. I always find a Macca's.
Exactly.
Always. I don't even know where I'm stumbling. So it's my gut doing it.
Exactly. So apparently this is linked to our brain and it can tell us where we can find a good meal and remember where we had a really good meal.
Well, that's useless. I mean, I'd rather find out where I picked up that hot, you know, twink. Isn't that more important? Who cares about the burger?
Considering that your nerve goes to your ass, you may actually have a better chance of doing that. Michael Jackson, there's a musical.
Look, I did know, I saw that and I'm very excited, but I'm scared to talk about it.
Are you?
Well, no matter what I say, it's going to be inappropriate. What's going to be in the musical?
The Michael Jackson Estate have announced that they are teaming up with Live Stage to develop the production based on the Grammy Award-winning singer's life. The name of the musical's not yet been announced, but we do know that the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Lynn Nottage will write the book, while Tony Award-winning choreographer is going to organise all the dancing. And it's the first production to hit the musical theatre scene based on Michael Jackson.
Which I'm not happy about this. What do we do? I mean, we all know Michael Jackson's life. We've heard about it enough. So do we be honest? It's so inappropriate. I don't want to know. But then again, I'm thinking, well, look, we could also make fun of Bubbles. Remember his monkey?
We
could have a dancing monkey. But then I thought, that's animal cruelty. And I thought, no, I don't like any of it. Michael Jackson is the moonwalk. Jackson's five. Looks like his music's alive. Look, he was a fantastic entertainer. I don't want to know about his private life unless you're going to be honest.
Well, I reckon it sounds like it's going to be honest.
But then I don't want to see it if it's honest. I don't want to see Michael Jackson and 16 six-year-olds dance around a bloody bedroom in pyjamas.
There's the first production. There was another production that hit the musical theatre scene based on him, and that was Motown the Musical, which portrayed him in his early days in the Jackson 5.
That was good then. That was fantastic.
Yeah, and had hits like, remember ABC and I Want You Back and all those sorts of things. But this new one is going to be about his life. So I think it is going to, from what I can see, it's going to be the entire raw thing. And it's set to debut in 2020.
So it's going to have an R-rated.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it will have on it. But, you know, it'll be like, you know, the Whitney Houston movie that came out last year. Did you see that?
No, and I love a Whitney.
Yeah, it was really good, and it just showed...
Cracky's whack, man, isn't it?
It actually showed another side to what was going on in her family.
That was her bisexual side. Is that what
well,
that was showing?
There was that as well, but also the pressure of her mother. So, you know, you never know what's going on in these guys' life. There's also another music... You know, Cher's got a musical coming out as well.
Really?
Yep, it's set to open on Broadway in November after a limited run in Chicago. The Cher show touches on the high points of her 50-plus year career. That'd be good to see.
Oh, could you imagine a whole musical done by Cher song? But then again, she had a terrible life. Are they going to put the whole horrible beginning of her life?
I don't know. I don't see why they should hide the bad bits. I reckon I kind of want to know what's going on in their life. You know what?
You are a gossip. Look at that. He's such a gossip. Every time I turn around, he's going through my bag. He's looking through my wallet. I mean, I don't know what... You are a gossip. Do you work for this Woman's Weekly?
A baby has been born on a commuter train in Paris. Now,
a baby's been born?
Yeah. Now, you may wonder, why did I go into this? Why am I telling you that a baby's been born on a train in Paris? Well, the rail service was halted as dozens of emergency personnel rushed to the scene to transport the mum and her newborn to the hospital. And news...
I'd love to see that. Could you imagine them running up the stairs of the train with hot water and towels? Isn't that what you have to do when they have a baby?
I think so. So, I mean, it's a big thing because news of the service interruption, as well as the birth, it was displayed on train traffic screens right across Paris.
Oh, that's nice. So the poor lady giving birth was on live on the CBTV. Is that what you're telling me? It was screened live across Paris.
And
talk about dignity.
What's happened as a result is the public transport company later announced that the mum and baby were healthy, as you would.
Oh, good.
You know, they would have seen that anyway. And that the baby would receive free transportation until he's 25 years old.
Oh, I was wondering where this story was going. So it has a happy ending. Fantastic. So she gave birth to the baby and now the baby gets free transport.
So
shit, I had three children and I got nothing out of them. If I would have known that, I would have put one in Qantas Lounge. I could have got three, you know. The second one, definitely Dan Murphy's. Yeah. Would have been Dan. What are the... I just would have went to Macca's. It's free Big Macs for life.
You would have been right. You would have had your alcohol, you know, your flights, yeah, or your lounge anyway, and your food. You
and
would have been
food.
Set for 25 years.
And I took those bloody bastards to a hospital to be born. What a waste of time. And what do I get out of it? Nothing. Nothing.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, yes, thank you. I'll have a double shot latte, thanks. Is that what you said? Yeah. Isn't that how I have to... Yeah. A double shot mocha, some wanker
like
coffee.
Ariana Grande, please.
Yes, thank you.
She's always wearing a ponytail.
Does she?
Yeah, she's seldom seen with any other style. You were a hairdresser, weren't you? Did you ever have anyone come in and just say, I just want a ponytail?
Nobody ever come in and said, can you cut my hair like a ponytail? They usually came in with their hair in a ponytail because it was dirty, and then they wash it and then leave it out.
And they wanted to remove it. Well, she's been quizzed about her ponytail, and she says, I had no idea that it was going to become like a thing. It's how I like my hair. It's how I've always liked my hair. And she says, picture me in fourth grade with a little half-upside pony flopping around my head. I never expected it to become such a thing. And she said, it makes her comfortable. And she goes on, she says, I feel like there's 1,000 different ways to do a ponytail. A million.
Thousands, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm asking, is it true? It brings me so much joy. Honestly, every time I put my hair up, it's like a surprise.
Oh, God. Is she really that boring?
Like, I forget how much I love it, and then I tie it back, and I'm like, I love this look. Oh, girl.
She is that boring. Is that how boring she is?
Every time I tie it up, it's like the first time. It's like true love.
You know, this... If I didn't know she had six dogs and that usually shows she's a good person, I think she's a weirdo. I mean, really, that's terrible. Look, I feel sorry for her because she went through some bad stuff.
She did.
Like it, and I thought she carried herself with some dignity. I thought she did it very well. But then she's about to marry some guy she's known for 26 days.
Only 26 days?
26 days between the day they met to the day they get engaged. To me, that's an emotional scream. She's desperate.
Oh, my God, that's worse than me.
She's got problems. She's allergic to pussy. She hates cats.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she's a dog girl.
Oh, okay. Well, she says, if you don't like her ponytail, and this is what she said. She says, you don't like my ponytail? I'm going to have it 2 times bigger tomorrow and higher, tighter, more hair in there too. I'll crimp it. You ain't seen a crimp like this in 20 years.
So what, she's going to borrow, like, her brother Frankie's back hair so she can add a little bit to it?
That's what she says. She says, you know, that's it. Her ponytail is it. But she says there's a serious side to it, which I'm glad she says.
Oh, thank you. I knew she'd be serious. She's going to donate it to the, you know, the needy.
She says it holds a deeper message of empowerment that she hopes her fans can take to heart. She says, be yourself, don't listen to any trends. And I agree with her here. If you happen to like something that is trendy, cool, but just because it's in at the time doesn't mean that you have to jump on the bandwagon. Being yourself is one of the coolest things. So, you know, she does say something nice.
Oh, and she's just, she's like Buddha. I was just getting excited because of the Radiothon party next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
We're going, aren't we?
We're
going
to go. It'll be fun. So come along.
Yeah, but I've actually said, so I don't want, can you just, between you and me, when we're there, I've tried not to invite Andy. I've tried to keep the invitation away from him. Yeah, you haven't sent it to him yet, have
no,
you?
No, I haven't said anything. I promise. I said I wouldn't say anything. I haven't said anything.
Because, you know, I don't mind being seen with him in the studio. I mean, it's hard enough that Shepherd's arriving and he's got to go and meet him at the door. But I ain't going out in public with him.
Tom, I've got a new gadget for you.
Oh, good. I love something new to play with.
A Chicago-based startup is going to help you keep track of what's in your fridge and when you eat it.
You open the door and you look. Isn't that how you do it?
The product is pretty straightforward. It's this smart tag, and you place it on your food or in your containers. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's about the size of a 20-cent coin.
So a sticker, basically.
You press the button.
New technology is a sticker.
With a big text.
Oh, it's got a button. Oh, okay, it's got a button.
You press the button on the tag. At the moment, it connects to, you know, Alexa. And you say, what?
Who?
Alexa.
Not Alexa Carrington. Are we talking about Dynasty here? I've gone to Dynasty.
It connects to Dynasty, and you say what food you're saving, and then it takes care of it. So what it does is Alexa then tells this little thing that you stick on your food how long it's going to last, when it should cook, you know.
Warren, do you know there's people out there that are trying to drive and concentrate and listen to the radio? I'm doing nothing but listening, and I still don't get what the hell this thing's doing.
So you put this device on your food, on your whatever your plastic container is.
And where's Axel coming to it?
No, that's like the Google thing. You say,
So you tell Alexa, hey,
I've just stored some, broccoli.
Yeah, some beetroot
in the
fridge.
And it automatically uploads to this little button thing, and then the button will tell you, say, hey, you've got 2 days to eat this, or, you know, you've got to cook it now or it's going to go off.
People that's stupid and lazy.
Well, that's what's happening.
It's called your nose. You open the fridge, you pull the container up, you go, oh, that smells like shit. So you close the lid and you put it to the back of the fridge and you wait for somebody else to clean it. I mean,
Well, the app that comes with it also allows you to search for foods that you're craving. So what it does is you might say, oh, I'm craving, you know, something sweet or what have you. And it works out what's in your fridge and what you can make from what's in your fridge.
So again, it's called your eyes and your nose. God gave us these two things.
Yeah, it's taking
you
away.
Really, isn't that funny? With my eyes, I can look at food and my nose tells me whether it's off.
Exactly. Well, you won't need to anymore because this little 20-cent piece-shaped device will do it for you. The product's now available for pre-order. It's going to be released in Jan next year.
I've done it. I've ordered 6 of those things. I mean, God, we're getting stupid. I mean, this is the problem with the world. We're getting stupid. Move on. I hate that technology.
Okay,
got
some more technology for you. There's also speculation that Samsung's long-awaited foldable phone.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the old flip phone.
Oh, I thought it's. I used to love that. Remember the road? And you flip it open. I thought it was so cool.
The dream of a foldable phone could be reality as soon as next year, with Samsung confirming at a recent earnings conference that they were working on a smartphone that could be folded. And analysts predict that the phone screen will measure 4.5 inches, they said, when folded.
Yeah.
And 7.3 inches when opened.
Oh, my God. That's like every gay boy's dream. You mean, so I get it, and it's 3 inches, and I play with it, and it turns to 7. But, you know, it's going to be like anything. This is my Samson shit thing. It'll be just like my crap Samson. Within 12 months, the battery will die, so I'll get no use out of it. It'll last about 3 seconds, and I'm going to do that shit. Probably going to infect me with a virus and infect everything else. And then, look, at my screen, it's all cracked. I mean, I'll end up looking like that. What does that look like? Madonna without Botox. I mean, this is what she'd look like.
Mine's cracked too. The device is predicted to cost more than $2,400.
Oh, great. Old, cracked and laggy. Just like my new one.
And costing $2,400.
Oh, but it's 7 inches. I forgot about it. It's all about the size.
Rita Ora anywhere on Joy 94.9. Tom and Warren for breakfast.
So I'm trying not to laugh, but he thought it was a margarine. Rita Ora.
Remember Rita the Eater?
Yeah, Rita the Eater.
It shows our age. Margarine lady. Your name was Rita. Flora's the Aura. So it's Rita Ora. I always think of margarine whenever I see
her. She's just not butter.
She's just not butter. Do you like all-you-can-eat restaurants?
I like anything free. So if I think I'm getting a freebie.
You'll go to one?
No, but then again, I don't.
No.
Because I have a fear. Remember there used to be that big one with the big S out the front? I don't want to
get... Oh, yeah.
I took my children to one of those when they were quite young, and I just remember this little kid standing there at the all-you-can-eat bar sneezing, and as you see, sneeze. And from that day, I realised I can't eat it. It's like poison on display.
I went to a restaurant with a friend of mine for lunch last week, and this guy was behind the counter, and he was blowing his nose, coughing, and not washing his hands. And she was going, "Don't worry about it, it'll be fine." And I'm thinking, I couldn't stop focusing on it. It was just awful. It was horrible. Well, diners at an all-you-can-eat buffet in China recently honed their unlimited food cramming skills so well, they managed to put the restaurant out of business.
Oh, really?
Yep. According to ABC News, a Chinese hot pot restaurant has been forced to close 2 weeks after opening after customers exploited its generous all-you-can-eat offer. And the patrons could purchase a membership card for about $25 and enable them to eat a month's worth of unlimited food.
That's a lot of bloody white rice for $25,
$25.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And what happened, apparently, many who bought the card shared it with families and friends. And every morning before it opened, there were over 500 customers a day sitting there waiting to queuing.
The problem, all you can eat, to me, it's a bit like Kmart. It attracts a certain type of person.
Just to finish off, a vase, which has been accruing dust in a loft, has sold for more than $24 million after auction, after it was revealed to be an eminent Chinese piece. $24 million. These people discarded it in a shoebox for decades.
I am so angry about that. Because that is my dream in life. Every time we go into a new house, I have to check the roof cavity, I look in the wall, I look under the bed, looking for something magic.
Me too. Yeah. I never find anything though.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.